The sun never looked so beautiful. At first, I felt nothing more than anger. But after having a chance to think and cool off, with the help of a 24-pack, I realized this is what I was looking for. I'm finally free. No more shackles. No more pestering relatives to get up my ass for no reason. The world is my oyster, and no one is gonna get in my way.
Come on, Samantha. You need to rest up for school in the morning.
But what about Alexis? She always takes me to school.
I'll be taking you from now on.
Damn it. It's just... Damn it! Spit in my face, will you? See, I'm ruining your precious image. Maybe it's time I really live up to your perception of me.
Are you just going to stand there staring? Or are you going to actually tell me something that will improve my mood?
Of course. Ever since it was announced that your reckless daughter was cut out of the organization, our government contractors have been lining up to get a peek at our upcoming production lineup.
Ah, you certainly know how to brighten my day. It was only a matter of time.
Do I sense a bit of regret in your voice, Tabitha? How unlike you.
You should check your hearing. Tell our contractors that they'll be pleasantly surprised with our first release of the quarter.
Of course, ma'am.
Get William on the line.
Yes, Mother?
What is the status on Legacy in its orbit?
It is currently 80 miles above Earth's atmosphere. I have to say, what Zane was able to accomplish with it is truly remarkable. He managed to set up the camouflage coating so that not only is it undetectable visually, but as well as by radar. It's practically invisible.
Wonderful. As I would expect from your hand-selected team, this is an important step for us, William. We have to make sure everything goes smoothly. There will be no room for errors.
I understand, Mother. Don't worry. I have it under control.
Good. That's all, William.
All right, Mother. Mom? About Alexis.
What about her?
Was that really necessary?
Foolish boy. You have more important things to worry about than your delinquent sister.
Zane.
You okay, William?
Once this is all over, you're being reassigned.
What? Why?
Calm down. You're the only one I can trust with this, Zane.
Oh. Well... when you put it that way...
I want you to look after my sister. Monitor her actions, keep her out of trouble, out of everyone here at Beringer Inc. You're the only one capable of doing this.
William... hey, are you sure?
Of course. I'll set you up with everything you'll need. I trust you, Zane. You're the only one I do trust. Alexis, it's unfortunate... But this is all I can do for you now.
Oh, my head. What time is it? 2:30?
What? Oh God, I'm so late!
Oh, right. I forgot.
Faster! Faster!
What's going on?
Whoa! Whoa! Sorry about that!
What the fuck? Watch where you're driving that thing, you damn bitch!
Loosen up! Don't be such a tight ass! Live a little!
This way.
Hey, wait! Where are you going in such a hurry? I saw the look in your eyes. You wanted to try it, didn't you? Yeah, I can tell you have a bit of a wild side. Whoa. Whoa, whoa! Hold the liquor! You're Alexis Behringer!
I'm surprised someone like you watches the news.
Oh no, I don't watch the news. I've been hearing all about you from the bartenders across the city. Yes, that's it! You would make an excellent addition to our team. Come on, there's so much to show you.
Wait a second. What the hell is your problem? Aren't you even the least bit curious as to why I'm out here? In the middle of the day? Alone?
No. Should I be? Who cares about all that? Come on. It's getting close to happy hour. Woo!
Huh. Okay. Well, guess I don't have anything better to do.
Great! Then it's settled. We're gonna tear this town up.
This should be interesting.
Oh, you have no idea. Onward! The day is young! Woo!
Dad, how many more pieces are left to collect?
Why do you ask, Samantha?
Just curious. I enjoy spending time with you, Dad.
Ah, darling, don't worry. Even when we finish, we'll still spend time together.
I'm glad. Hey, Dad?
Yes, Samantha?
What happened to Alexis?
She had to go away for a while.
William?
She left? Is it for work?
Yes, Samantha, for work.
I guess she decided work is fun after all.
Yeah.
Have you come to help us, William? We could always use another pair of hands.
Yeah! Come on, William, help us out!
I'm sorry, but I can't. I came because Mom asked me to pick up some reports she left for Dad to review.
You're always too busy.
Sorry, Samantha. I promise I'll make some time to play with you.
It's a promise!
A promise.
I don't know why she had me review them. She went through them in detail already. There really wasn't much for me to do with them other than sign my name.
You know, Mom, she likes to have a firm control. But either way, this company belongs to you too. So before we go ahead with anything, the both of you have to approve.
I don't even know what it is that I'm approving most of the time.
It's probably for the best. Just enjoy the time you spend with Samantha. Mom and I will handle everything else.
Of course.
You know it's better this way. Right, Dad?
I have no desire to deal with the details. You and Tabitha are quite capable.
You know, Dad, you'd ought to have more interest in your own company.
I trust Tabitha to handle everything. She knows best, after all.
She likes to think so.
You probably should head off before she scolds you for being late, William.
Oh, look at the time. You're right, Dad. Take it easy. And Samantha?
Yes, William?
There's going to be loud noises tonight, like thunder. I just want you to know that it's okay and not to be afraid.
William, I'm not afraid of thunder.
You're right, I forgot. All right then, I'm heading off. She used to be terrified of thunder. When did she grow out of it? Just what else am I missing out on?
As you are all aware, we have dealt with our little problem.
It must have been hard for you to cut ties with your own daughter.
I tend to agree. While others may find your beliefs and actions cold, I find them just and appropriate. Now the media won't be able to use her for slander.
I think it's safe to say that we're all relieved that it's over with. Now we will be able to focus our attentions on the task at hand.
Legacy.
It is the first part of many in our intricate plan. Nations will be frantically trying to get their hands on the first prototype, and eventually, it won't be long before every rich nation will have it in their power. The sheer amount of profit is unfathomable.
So, you really think it's a good idea to give each government access to a weapon of this nature? It wouldn't be inconceivable to imagine that they may even turn it on us.
That is why we built in a safeguard that is controlled by us. Its attack range is massive, but there are coordinates that are programmed into the AI mainframe that will force the weapon to shut down and go offline until we reboot it. If any single person were to plug in those coordinates, Legacy will automatically become useless. Even if these nations do hold on to these weapons before all the chips are ready, they will not be able to even think about assaulting us.
You really thought this one out, haven't you, Mrs. Barringer?
Of course. One doesn't make it to the top by lollygagging around. Does this answer satisfy you, Leslie?
Of course, Mrs. Barringer. I apologize for doubting you.
I appreciate your concern for our company.
The test run for Legacy is set for a few hours, correct? Everything is green?
Yes. I have to head over to the press conference for it once we are through here.
I haven't seen the test preparation report yet. May I?
Of course. Here you are.
This area, deemed Section 16... Aren't there people hiding out there?
Section 16 is a dead zone in North Carolina. Everyone knows there's nothing of any importance there. I'm not sure why you would think people would even be there.
Section 16? Weren't there reports of an anti-Barringer terrorist group hanging out there?
Oh, is that so?
You knew. You're gonna take them out in a single hit? Then blame it on the same group you just destroyed?
Oh, George, you have the wildest imagination.
Ah, they won't stand a chance.
I'm sorry, but the conference should be starting any minute. I don't want to be late. We will have another meeting after the successful test run of Legacy.
Whoa! Who's down for shots?
I'm not sure...
That was a rhetorical question, my good friend. Here, suck it up and drink it down.
But I'm not... Fine.
Ugh! What is this?
Petrone, you'll learn to love it. Now, come on. It's still early and there's plenty of fun to be had.
Whoa!
I'll take another.
That's the spirit. Live life to the fullest.
You know what? You're right. Yes, I will live my life to the fullest extent possible. Fuck everything else!
That's what I'm saying. Who gives a shit about what everyone else thinks? What they say is prim and proper. Fuck them all and we'll set our own rules and follow them. And probably end up forgetting about them the next day, but who the hell cares? Because we'll make new ones!
You're damn right! So what's next on the agenda?
I was thinking. There's a party going on in the outskirts of town.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, I don't know much about the event, or who's hosting it. All I know is that it's in a place where no one will bother us.
That sounds perfect. Let's go.
Hell yes! Look at us! A dynamic duo throwing caution to the wind. I have a good feeling we're gonna be good friends.
You mean damn good friends.
All right then, off to Section 16. Whoa!